John's Gospel, chapter 17, starting at verse 1. This can be found on page 1085 in the Church Bibles. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prays for himself. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought your glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Jesus prays for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
You please be seated and we'll pray together. Father, thank you for the gift of your holy word. May its written words become a living word within us as we honour Christ and seek to live for him. May your blessing rest upon us as we give attention once more to his word to us. For Jesus' sake, amen. One of my pet hates is wearing name badges, and I notice if you go into schools, and in fact we had this at Holiday Club when we look after children, or you go in any institution now, everyone that's there, they've got their, it's called a lanyard, isn't it? It's a thing that goes around your neck. I suppose it's for someone else to work out who you are. I guess if you're really having a dreadful senior moment, you look at it and you think, I wonder who I am. Actually, there's quite a serious point there. I wonder who I am. We're looking at first Peter today, the second chapter of 1 Peter. And for Peter, who wrote this letter, who he was very, very important. And so Jesus, you might remember, literally changed his name. You're Simon, you will be called Peter. You're shifting sand like Simon, but you will be a rock, that's what the word Peter means, and on this rock, Peter, I'll build my church. I often say Peter's given a new name because he was given a new nature. And it's curious or striking, or should it not be, that in the second chapter of 1 Peter, he gives a whole list of different names for who we are. I want to read them out. You might care to look at the chapter. You might even be able to spot one or two others that I haven't seen. In verse 5, we're called living stones. Again, in verse 5, we're described as a spiritual house. Same verse again, we're a holy priesthood. We're a chosen people. Verse 9, we're a royal priesthood. We're then a holy nation. Verse 10, we're the people of God. And then there's two in verse 11, aliens and strangers, probably the same concept. I wonder if Peter's change of name for him helped him write this reflection about the church. That group of people that Jesus prayed for might be one. This is who you are. Living stones, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, aliens and strangers. I thought rather than looking at each of these in turn, I would try and work out if there are any kind of patterns in what these words are saying to us about who we are. And once we've worked that out, what is that actually saying to us? Well, the first thing I noticed, and you might notice other patterns or similarities about these phrases, is that they're all plural. The church is a group of people. The body is made up of different parts, and all of these images here, living stones in the plural. It's a spiritual house. We're a holy priesthood, a chosen people. They're all in the plural. Who are you? You're really only going to know who you are when you're amongst God's people. The illustration came to mind of a child being baptized. It's not the faith of the child that credits them with baptism. Sometimes it's not even the faith of the parents or godparents that enables that child to be baptized, but it's the faith of the whole church that enables that child to be baptized. In other words, we're carrying the child with us, the faith of the church, and naming them to be baptized. Sometimes if we're questioning or we're all at sea or we don't know what's happening in life, You might not be so perplexed as to need to look at your name badge and work out who you are, but everything seems to be that you're all at sea. You need to hang in there with other people. You need to recognize that you're not on your own. You're part of a great company of people, and perhaps during those times, allow yourself to be carried along. Of course, at other times, you will carry other people. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. We need each other. We're made in the image of God, but God is plural. We will only find out who we truly are when we're with other people. Who's the poet who wrote, "No man is an island. We all need each other." Look out for people who aren't there. No matter how you're feeling, do your best to come to gather amongst God's people. It's perhaps for another day, but every time the word "you" is mentioned in the New Testament with reference to the power of the Spirit, it's in the plural. Of course, you can ask for God's Spirit to equip you and empower you, but there is a greater empowering when you're with other people. All these wonderful verbs, all these wonderful verses describing who we are plural. The second thing that strikes me is that they're all distinctive. They're all attributes or ways of describing people that are distinctive because they belong to God. You're only like this because you're God. How are you distinguished from other people around you? What's different about us simply because we're Christians? Of course, we're meeting in this building at this time and in this particular way. But how else are we to be known through our distinctiveness that we principally belong to God? None of these words make sense in and of themselves other than the fact that we're marked out people of God. The third and final thing I notice about these collection of words, let me read them again: living stones, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God, aliens and strangers. They're all alive. They're not words of antiquity. They're not words describing a memorial or a museum piece. They're all living words, like living stones. They've all got things to do. There's a vibrancy about them. Who am I? I am a member of the church. How am I known to others? Because I live in a distinctive, different way, because I belong to God. Who am I? I'm growing. I am alive spiritually. Tomorrow I will know more about God than I did yesterday. This next week, something will happen through my life spiritually because I am a person of faith. This time next year, my spiritual life will have moved on. I'm not going to call you Simon any longer. I'm going to give you a new name because you're going to be getting a new nature. I'm going to make you strong like a rock, and on this rock, I'm going to build my church. What a great idea the church is. God's people belonging together, marked out as different, and growing and alive because God is with us. There are free lanyards or name badges at the back of church to be given to everyone on the way out. No, not really. We're in this together. We're distinctive and we're growing. That's who God says we are. Let's pray together. Father, please forgive us where these things fail in our lives, where we try to be on our own, when we need the help of other people, when we fail to be distinguishable from others around us, and when we reach a stage of plateau, not wanting to grow anymore. Lord, we're your people. Please be gracious to us and help us to be the church of God that declares the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is himself the head of the church. Amen. Going to keep you on your toes quite literally now. Turn to page 4.